This is how most people know Sheila E., from the hit records she recorded back in the 80s with the telltale influence of Prince. But if that's all you know about Sheila E., you're missing half the story. Do you know about her debut jazz album when she was a teenager, even before Prince got his start? How about the fact that she played percussion for Marvin Gaye, and Santana, and Michael Jackson, and that she's still leading a Latin jazz band? Sheila E. packed as much history as she could into a new memoir. It's called The Beat of My Own Drum. The first chapter starts with the time her conga-playing father, Pete Escovedo, brought her on stage for the first time at a little club in Oakland. She was 5 years old.
I just remember walking up the stairs of the club, and I could hear the music getting closer and closer as we got closer to the front door. And my dad introduced me, and the people kind of just parted. You know, there was like a line right up to the stage, and my dad picked me up and stood me on a stool because the congas were a little bit too high. I don't remember playing, but my dad said I played good.
Now, I want to play a little piece of music for you. Take a listen to this.
Woo! That's a long time ago.
Can you tell our listeners what we're listening to?
I know it's Billy playing in My Dad and I, but I don't know if it's Billy's record or the Solo 2 record.
This is the Solo 2 record. This is you playing with your dad, and
wow.
You're talking about Billy Cobham, the great jazz drummer.
Yeah.
Who kind of discovered you and your dad playing.
Yeah, he came to San Francisco and ended up in a club that we were playing, and he was like, oh, wow, I was just coming to hang out. Met us, and he was excited about, hey, maybe we could do a record together, father and daughter, and I could come back and we could produce it and blah, blah, blah. And we was like, yeah, okay. And we thought, he's not going to come back. And a few months later, he came back and we did the record and we couldn't believe it.
And this is a part of your work that I feel like a lot of people, maybe even a lot of your fans, aren't aware of that. But you were Sheila Escovedo. You were a star before Prince was a star. You know, before you were Sheila E., you were out there. You had your own sound.
Yeah, that's what's been so great in celebrating now 40 years this year in the business, was that being a musician at an early age, at 15, and being able to play with such great artists, you know, at an early age, from Billy Cobham to George Duke, Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis. I mean, it's been an honor to be able to not only listen and play with them, but just to know them and learn from them.
And while we're dropping names, I got to mention one other fun discovery in this book, and that's Michael Jackson from Off the Wall. You play on Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Yeah, that bottle sound, that very distinct bottle sound. I remember Quincy saying, you know...
Quincy Jones.
Yeah, Quincy saying, there's a sound that Michael wants on the record. Can you kind of emulate it? So I got two bottles and put water in it. And I just pitched them to the key of the song and then played that as percussion. So when you hear dun 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 dun, dun that kind of thing, those are the bottles.
I'm speaking with percussionist and bandleader Sheila E. about her new memoir. It's called The Beat of My Own Drum. So like we were saying, you were established. You were Sheila Escovedo. Now, one thing that was definitely new with Sheila E., as opposed to what you'd done before, you never really sang before. And you write that it was Prince that convinced you to sing. How did he do that?
Well, somewhat. It was the one song he just called me, and he tricked me because he said, I have a session, come to the studio. I met him, but I looked in the studio in the live room, and there were no drums or timbales, percussion. And I said, well, what am I doing? He said, you're going to sing. I'm like, no. Because I can do that singing and playing. I can sing and play, but when you take away my timbales, I thought, well, what do I do with my hands? I need to hit something, you know. That took a second, and then I went, okay, I'm going to do it. So he said, okay, here's a song I want you to sing on, which was Erotic City.
And he also helped convince you to become a band leader, do your own album.
Well, yes and no. It's, he didn't convince me. I've always been a band leader. I started a couple of bands that I had early on in my years.
And from your own account, you're a pretty strict band leader.
Very much so, yeah. He learned a lot from me on that end, I'll tell you that. He came to one of my rehearsals and realized how much work we had put into rehearsing, and he went back and called an emergency rehearsal with his band to say, I'm not getting my butt kicked by Sheila E. on this tour. So he went back and revamped his whole show. I mean, everyone talks about the boot camp that I started, and it was more of rehearsing 12-hour days, which we did every day, and I would have maybe a day off. It was strict because this was my first time being out there as a solo artist, and I was, it's like, we got to do this right. So it was brutal.
Now, something I had no idea about, maybe nobody did, that you write about in this book, is that there was a very serious physical toll that your style of drum playing took on your body.
There's a lot of injuries that happen. And because I talk about to the kids, it's very important to practice, you know, every single day, blah, blah, blah. I never practiced. There's no warm-up. You warm up my hands, warm up my feet, my voice. I never did any of that. So those injuries came from playing. Being a woman, I wanted to make sure I stayed looking like a woman, and definitely playing in high heels was not a smart thing to do. So
well,
my
energetic style you have of playing, I imagine that's got to be tough.
Yeah, so, you know, my back went out. I was partially paralyzed for a couple of weeks. After a while, when you're reaching to hit a cymbal and you're playing awkward in the way that you sit, something's going to give, and it did.
There must be a lot of women now, young women who are playing drums and percussion that saw you when they were little girls. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from them?
Yes.
Must be nice.
Very, very nice. They come to me and say that, you know, if it wasn't for you, I would not be playing right now. And there are older women that are older than me that come up to me and say, I always wanted to play, but, you know, in school they didn't have it, or it wasn't accepted, or my parents didn't, you know, want me to do it or whatever. And I said, it is never too late to play. I grabbed her hand. She was 80-something years old. I pulled her on stage, and I had her sit down and play congas with the band. We played live, and she had never experienced anything like that before. She'll never forget it. It makes you happy. You know, it's like a plant being watered every day. And if for me, it's like if I don't get my food, my water, my nourishment musically, some kind of way or creatively, I feel like I'm going to die.
That's Sheila E. Her new memoir is called The Beat of My Own Drum. Sheila E., love your playing. Love speaking with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I learned that from my daddy.